In a lecture entitled Food Security as a Catalyst for National Development, the Provost, Oyo State College of Agriculture and Technology, Professor Jacob Olugbemiga, revealed various policies of past administration, such as Agricultural Commodity Board, River Basin Development Authority, Growth Enhancement Program, DFRI, National Fadama Project, and Green Revolution, which he said were good but failed to yield the desired results due to lack of follow-up by succeeding administrations. Professor Olugbemiga, who identified lack of accountability in agricultural financing, excessive political interference, poor funding, and non-availability of modern farming equipment are factors affecting the agricultural sector, said Nigeria will not achieve development if local food production continues to contend with importation.
Most other programs lack the involvement of beneficiaries in the project design, implementation, monitoring, and evaluation.
Professor Olugbemiga, however, emphasized the need for improved infrastructural provision at the grassroots, recruitment of qualified extension personnel, development of technological innovation, adaptive to farmers, and monitoring of projects to avoid leakages.
The government at all levels should make funds available through increased budgetary allocations to the agricultural sector of the economy, especially in the area of training, research, and extension activities.
In his opening remark, the Deputy Director, News and Current Affairs, FRCN Ibadan, Pastor Dare Olofemi, said Radio Nigeria had the mandate of informing the general public on agricultural innovation, describing the lecture as timely in view of the current political transition. In a remark, the Zona Director, Federal Radio Corporation of Nigeria, Ibadan Zona Station, Alhaji Mohammed Bello, said the lecture was organized to re-emphasize the agenda of agricultural diversification of President Muhammadu Buhari and fashion ways of encouraging youths in agriculture sector.
We must first and foremost be able to have the ability to feed ourselves, and then we'll begin to think of export. There are still some comparative advantage in some of our agri-produce here. It is time to go back to the drawing board and ensure that the right things are done.
Participants at the lecture commended FRCN and pledged to utilize the gains of the lecture. In Ibadan, Rotimi Famakin for Radio Nigeria.